Good evening, I'm John Yang. It was another day of unsettled weather in the southeast, even as residents and rescue teams in Mississippi combed through what's left of flattened homes and buildings. President Biden declared a major disaster across the stretch of the Mississippi Delta that was ravaged by a deadly tornado late Friday. That adds federal funds to the rebuilding effort. At least 25 people were killed in Mississippi, dozens more were injured, and hundreds displaced as the storm ripped through several towns. Overnight in Georgia, storms destroyed entire city blocks. Severe thunderstorm watches are still in effect in parts of the region. Former President Trump gave his first public remarks about a possible indictment in a New York case centering on hush money payments to several women. At his first 2024 campaign rally last night in Waco, Texas, Mr. Trump said it's all just politics.
The new weapon being used by out-of-control, unhinged Democrats to cheat on election is criminally investigating a candidate. They couldn't get it done in Washington, so they said, let's use local offices.
The Manhattan grand jury hearing Trump's case is expected to reconvene this week. If indicted, Mr. Trump would be the first former president ever to be charged with a crime. A fourth person has died as the result of an explosion on Friday that leveled a chocolate factory outside Philadelphia. Three people are still missing. A weather camera in West Reading captured the blast at the R.M. Palmer plant. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired Defense Minister Yoav Gallant today, one day after Gallant called on Netanyahu to delay his contentious plan to overhaul the justice system. The plan has set off mass protests, unrest in the military, and now cracks in the fragile governing coalition. Following today's announcement, protesters returned to the streets, including near Netanyahu's own home in Jerusalem. The Israeli parliament is preparing for a vote on the proposal early next week. President Biden is looking for a new person to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. His previous nominee, Philip Washington, has withdrawn from consideration after critics questioned his qualifications. He's currently head of Denver's airport. The FAA hasn't had a Senate-confirmed administrator for nearly a year now, as commercial aviation has been plagued with close calls, IT malfunctions, and delays and cancellations. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why are there so few black male teachers in American classrooms? And the story of a Native American photographer who captured images of her own community.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.